Issues besachta b'zvachim daf samachay. We will begin in the middle of the Mishnah that we were learning in our previous year, the second Mishnah on daf samach dalad on beis, 8 lines into the Mishnah. As we discussed at the end of the previous year, there are two types of karbanis that are brought from a bird, a chatos and a oila. And as we have been learning, there are very specific procedures how the chatos ha'oif is brought, and the very specific procedures how the oilas ha'oif are brought. And this Mishnah that we're in the middle of, which is primarily discussing the halachas of the oilas ha'oif, also contrasts the oilas ha'oif from the chatos ha'oif. And says the Mishnah, hivdil b'chatos v'lo hivdil b'oila. If when bringing the karma chatos, once separated the head from the rest of the body, and as we mentioned in the previous year, machloikus rishonim, how to understand the word hivdo, that has to take place, as we're learning by carbon oil. Some rishonim explain that hivdo means that, as I just said, the head is severed from the rest of the body. Some rishonim say, and we'll understand this better, I hope, later in the shir, that by chatos, only one simon, either the kana or the veshit are cut. By the oila, both simonim must be cut. And therefore, says the Mishnah, hivdol b'chatos, if somebody went and did this act of havdolah by chatos ha'oif, v'lo hivdol b'oila, but he didn't do this act by the oilas ha'oif, the aloch is posel, the carbon is posel. Furthermore, says the Mishnah in discussing the oilas ha'oif, as we mentioned in our previous year, there is no hazah, there is no swinging back and forth of the oilas ha'oif, but there is squeezing of the dam out of the oilas ha'oif. And actually on this too, we mentioned the machlokes rishonim, how it's done. Is it done by just squeezing the bird, or is it by squeezing the bird against the wall of the mizbeach? Teaches us the Mishnah mitzvah dam haroish. If there was only squeezing of the dam in the roish, v'loy mitzvah dam haguf, but they didn't squeeze out the dam of the guf, the carbon would be possible. On the other hand, dam haguf, if they squeezed out the dam of the guf of the oilas oif, v'loy mitzvah dam haroish, they didn't squeeze out the dam haroish, the halacha is that it's going to be ksheira. It's going to be kosher. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that even if not all of the Dam HaGuf was squeezed out, but there was some Mitzui taking place, that would be adequate. We learned in the beginning of the Masechta about the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma by Karban. And the Mishnah taught us, and we learned this at the beginning of the Masechta, that a Karban Chatos that's brought Shaloi Lishma is completely disqualified. Carbon oil that's brought shaloi lishma is not disqualified. The owners won't get credit for the carbon that they're obligated to bring. We discussed that it seems that most of the Rishonim are of the opinion that that certainly if somebody brought a carbon chatos shaloi lishma, he will get malchus. If somebody brings an oila shaloi lishma, machloikis, if he'll get malchus, given that the carbon isn't completely disqualified. Furthermore, nice chazara, we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta how to understand the machshav of shaloi lishma. Are we to understand the machshav of shaloi lishma that the carbon, the Torah wants the carbon to be brought lishma, and as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, stoma, normally we assume that the carbon is being brought lishma, unless there was a machsheva shaloi lishma. That's one way of understanding shaloi lishma. The other way we understood shaloi lishma, the chiddush of the Brisker Rav, is that shaloi lishma is a new psul. The Torah was mechadish that if a carbon chatos was brought shaloi lishma, that carbon is disqualified. What would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? The nafkamina would be if there's some dam left over to do zrika with, or hazah in our case. If we say, as the Brisker Rav says, that the Torah teaches us that if there's a machshev shaloi l'shma, that carbon becomes disqualified. So once there's a machshev shaloi l'shma, this carbon can no longer be salvaged. On the other hand, if we will understand that shaloi l'shma is the absence of l'shma, so if there's still some dam left over with which you could do it right, with the right machshava, the carbon could still be salvaged. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Khatas oif, shemalka shaloi l'shma, if the malik was done shaloi l'shma, or the mitzvah hadam was done shaloi l'shma, or if it was a combination of l'shma and shaloi l'shma, first the l'shma and then the shaloi l'shma, or the other way around, shaloi l'shma l'shma, since there's a component of shaloi l'shma, the carbon becomes pasul. Again, as the Rishonim point out, we've learned, again going back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that there are four avoidas by carbon of an animal, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. You could have machsheva shaloi l'shma by any of those four avoidas. There are four avoidas by a carbon mincha, kmitza, kiddush bekeli, hagosha aktara. You could have a machsheva shaloi l'shma by any of those four avoidas. By chattas oif, by oif, there aren't that many avoidas. So when we speak about a machsheva during an avoid, there's really only two avoidas. Malika and Mitzui Hazor, whatever it'll be. Continues the Mishnah. However, Oilus Oif, similar to an Oilus Behema, Ksheira. If it was brought Shaloi Lishma, the carbon would be kosher. With that, Shaloi also Baal Mashem Chayv, they won't get credit. Echad Chatos Oif, Vechad Oilus Oif, Shemolkan, whether the Maliko or the Mitzui Hazdam were done, Lechot Davishdak Lechol, to eat something which is normally eaten, or lahak the dovish dak lahakdir, or to be macked to something which is normally burnt on the mizbeach, chutzlum kaimei, not in the right place, posel, that will disqualify the carbon, but it won't come to the degree of pigel, that rachman son is a chiv kares, if somebody eats it. Posel vayim by kares. However, chutzlus manoi, if the carbon was bought with a machshevas chutzlus manoi, their aloch is that it's pigel. Chutzlus manoi creates a situation of pigel, and therefore, if somebody were to eat of this carbon, there'll be a chiyuv karas, a chiyuv of karas. However, continues the Mishnah, a din that we discussed many times, for a carbon to be considered pigel, it has to be that everything else was done right. But if there was another psul, if there's another disqualification in the carbon, that will prevent the carbon from getting the status of kigel, a pigel, that it should be chiyuv karas. And that is as known, as we learned, everything else was done right. And the Mishnah goes on to explain what that means. What does that mean? Molak b'shtika. The malik was done without any machshava. And the mitzi adam was done with a machshava, chutzlus manoi. Or vice versa. The malik was done chutzlus manoi. And the mitzi adam was done b'shtika. Oy shemolak umitza adam chutzlus manoi. The only thing that was done wrong in chutzlus manoi, the carbon is pigel and there's a chiyuv karas. Ketzad continues the Mishnah. Loi karav amatik mitzvosoi. What is the circumstance that there's another disqualification which therefore prevents the carbon from attaining the full-fledged status of pigel? Molak chutzlum koimai. The malik was done chutzlum koimai and the mitzvah dam was done chutzlus manoi. Or vice versa. Molak chutzlus manoi. So we have this combination. So it's not going to be pigel. Oy shemolak umitza adam chutzlum kaimai. Again, it won't be pigel. Ask the Rishas the obvious question. If it was a case of molak umitza adam chutzlum kaimai, so there's no chutzlus manoi component here. If there's no chutzlus manoi component here, obviously it's not pigel. What does the Mishnah have to teach us that it's not pigel? Two answers that I saw in the Achrayim. One answer is that the Mishnah is just trying to stay consistent with the Mishnais that we learned earlier in the Masechta, and the Mishnais earlier in the Masechta spoke about all of these situations, one teretz. Another teretz that some suggest is that when the Mishnah here says, Umolok umitza adam chutz mekaimai, it doesn't mean it was only chutz mekaimai, it was chutz mekaimai and chutz lezmanai. And therefore, it's a case, again, of a combination of chutz mekaimai and chutz lezmanai, and therefore won't be pickled. Chatas oif, that we learned earlier today, has another machshava, which will completely disqualify it. Machsheva shaloi l'shma. Therefore, says the Mishnah, there's another way of preventing a carbon from becoming pigel by chatos oif. It was malkish shloi lishma or mitzvah dam chutz l'zmano, so you have this combination, or vice versa, malach chutz l'zmano or mitzvah dam shloi lishma, oy shemalach mitzvah dam shloi lishma. Again, we have the same rishash here. It was only shloi lishma. So obviously, it's not pigel. These are all situations zeh shloi karva matik mitzvasoi. It wasn't only done with a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, and therefore, it will not be pigel. Continues the Mishnah, let's lecha kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'mocher. Again, here we have this combination with machsheves l'chutz l'mkoyme and chutz l'zmanoi, or vice versa, kazayis l'mocher and kazayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis b'chutz and kechatzi zayis l'mocher. Again, these combination situations, kechatzi zayis l'mocher, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, since it wasn't purely chutz l'zmanoi, it will be possible in Bekaris. As we learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Chof Tes, Machloikas, how to understand these cases of lech kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'mocher, is it talking within one avoida, or is it speaking about two avoidas? All of what we've just learned is the opinion of the Tanakam, of the Rabbanim. However, as we previously have learned, there's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that klal, that only, says Rabbi Yehuda, in machsheves hazman koydim l'machsheves hamokim, if first there was chutz l'zmanoi and then chutz l'mkoymoi, then even though there was a machsheves chutz l'mkoymoi, once it's been established that it's chutz l'zmanoi, once it's been established as pigel, it'll always remain pigel. Pigel v'chayovim of course. However, agrees Rabbi Yehuda, in machsheves hamokim koydim l'machsheves hazman, possible that in bekaris, he too will agree that it won't be pigel. Machloikas Amaroim, again, a Gemara that we learned earlier in the Masechta, how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rabbi Yehuda only speaking in a case of two avoiders, that by the first avoider he had a machshava, one machshava, and by the second avoider he had a different machshava, and there Rabbi Yehuda says we have to look at what was the first machshava. But within one avoider itself, Rabbi Yehuda will concur with Rabbanon. It doesn't make a difference which comes first, which comes second. It won't be pigel. What does Rabbi Yehuda say his din even within one avoida? V'chamayim, as we learned earlier in the Mishnah, zev is a pasul and bekaris. It makes no difference which came first and which came second. If there's a combination, it won't be pigel. Concludes the Mishnah. Lech kechatzi zayis, lahak kechatzi zayis. There's machshava v'chil and a machshava v'ktara, kosher. That won't turn the carbon into pigel or the pasul. Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, Shena Chila Vaktar Mitztarfen. Achila and Aktar can't combine. And here the Achroinim speak quite extensively in trying to understand the Mishnah. Because, let's try to remember what we learned earlier. We learned earlier in the Masechta, when you bring an animal as a carbon, so there's a portion of the animal, besides the carbon oil, that's eaten, there's a portion of the carbon that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah taught us a very important din. But as the achroinim, let's think about this case. What's the case here? As we've been discussing, a chatas off, there's no aktara. There's only eating. Oil saif, there's no eating. There's only aktara. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, ein achil of aktara mitzdarfin? Of course they're not mitzdarf. By chatas off, there's no aktara. And by oil saif, there's no achila. So what do we want to combine? So some say, as I said to Teretz earlier, that really there's no chiddush, it's being brought here for sake of consistency. Another Teretz that I saw from the Michas Chinuch is, what would be the halacha, says the Michas Chinuch, if somebody had a machshava, lahaktir, we're talking about an oilus oif, lahaktir chatzi kazayis of an oilus oif on the Mizbeach, and laechor, it doesn't mean eating, human consumption, lechor to burn a chatzi kazayis, but not on the Mizbeach. So here we're talking about Aktara, but it's not all the same Aktara. This is Aktara of the Mizbeach, and this is Aktara of a different fire. It says the Binchas Chinuch, that's what the Mishnah teaches us, that too will not combine, because that's still considered Achila and Aktara. Or Sameach, says a beautiful Teretz, and we'll even appreciate the Teretz more as we get into the Shir, I hope. Or Sameach says, in most situations, when birds are brought as a carbon, we spoke about this just yesterday. we really bring a pair. We bring two birds, one as a chatas and one as an oil. Says Dar Sameach, since these kabbonis are typically bought as a pair, when we look at them really as one carbon, don't look at it as a chatas oif, an individual carbon, and an oil oif as an individual carbon. Look at it as one carbon, because the Torah mandates that they be brought together. So just like I described a moment ago, an animal. So I said in one animal, there's a part that's burnt and there's a part that's eaten. If we look at these two birds as one unit, it's the exact same situation. There's a part that's burnt and there's a part that's eaten. And maybe it should have, therefore, the same din that it should be subject to pigel. Says the Mishnah that they consider two separate kabbalas. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, Vikrivai. When the Pasuk discusses the halacha of the oil saif, so why most Rishonim say the Torah repeats the word Vikrivai. Others say the Torah places the word Vikrivai next to the type of birds. Matam Alayma, what is the purpose of doing so? Lefishinam, because the Pasuk says, Vikr min atarim ubnei hayoina, Yochel hamisnadif oif, if somebody donates a bird, la yifchos v'shnei preidim, he has to bring a minimum of two birds. Tam Alayma, that's what the Torah says, Vikrivai afilu preida achas, Yavi. You could bring one bird. And there's a very fundamental machlaikis achroinim, Sfas Emes and Briskarov, how to understand this Gemara. And it's connected to what we just discussed. Sfas Emes explains the Gemara as follows. That indeed, and the Torah does under certain circumstances mandate that we bring two birds, for chata saif and oil saif, but where somebody isn't doing so, somebody just bringing a carbon, a oif, because he wants to bring such a carbon, he doesn't have to bring two birds. He can bring one bird, and it's fine. That's how the Sfas Emes learns Pshat in the Gemara. Briskarov learns different Pshat in the Gemara. Briskarov actually says that the Gemara is teaching us that the proper way of ever bringing birds, you should always bring two. You should always bring a pair. The Pasuk is teaching us that b'dieved, if you didn't bring two, it'll be fine. Also, it's worthwhile to repeat, when you bring birds, what type of birds do you bring? Either tyrin or b'nei yoina. Either tyrin are turtle doves, b'nei yoina are pigeons. As the halacha is, why specifically these? When you bring these birds, the tyrin have to be mature adults, adult birds. The b'nei yoina have to be specifically young birds. And the question is, the Rishonim try to grapple. Why? Why? So, firstly, I saw some Rishonim say, why specifically only these two types of birds? Because these are the two types of birds that are most accessible amongst humans. And the Torah wanted to make it easy for us. But why here adults and here young? So one pshat I saw in the Rishonim, interesting pshat, is that the Torah, as they mature, get closer to their mate and stick to their mate. When they're young, they don't have that intellect. B'nei yoina is just the opposite. When they're young, they stick to their mate. As they get older, they don't have the proper temperament to stay with their mate. What does a carbon represent? A carbon represents the avekus, that we get close to Hashem. So we specifically take birds that have this characteristic of staying with dveikus, with their mate. Another pshat that the Rishonim say, interesting how the Rambam discusses this in the Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam says because these are tyrim are better, taste better when they're older, and b'nei yoina taste better when they're younger. And the Rambam himself says, not necessarily that way. Maybe a chef could argue that the other way is true. So he says that's part of what the Torah is teaching us. It's not what we think tastes good, it's what the Shem says it tastes good. Says the Brice of Aita. Ela Mizbeach, Matam Aloymer. If the Torah says that they should brought to the Mizbeach, why does the Torah add the word Akoyin? Lekvoy Lekoyin. That specifically the Koyin has to do the Avoida of the Malicha. Four says the Brice of Shiochel. An argument can be made not that way. Vloy Dinhu. We can make the following argument. Oma Ben Tsoin. When we come to speak about an animal brought for Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shekavalei Tzofen, that we know the halacha is that it has to be brought in Tzofen Azara. Lekavalei Koyin, there is no halacha that a Koyin should, that has to do the avoid. We know, Shechit is Ksher B'zar. Oif, Shloi kavaloi tzofen, by a bird that there is no requirement that it be brought with tzofen, eino din shloi yikvalei kayim. Ask the Rishonim, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that when you bring an oilus oif, the malika has to be done b'roi shem mizbeach? So what's it saying that it doesn't have a specific place? You have to do b'roi mizbeach. Answers Rishonim a very interesting teretz. There is no halacha that the bird has to be on the roi shem mizbeach. The malik, the kayin who's doing the malika has to be b'roi shem mizbeach, but not the bird. When it comes to kodesh hakodashim, the animal itself has to be in a specific spot. So therefore, we can make an argument that you don't need a kayin for the malika. Tamalai ma'al kayin, l'kvay le kayin. That a kayin must do the malika. Yochel, continues the braisa, yimul kenem esakin. That malika could be done with a knife. Again, making the following argument. Dinhu. Oma im shchita. If when we speak about shechita of an animal, shloi kavalei kayin, where there is no halacha that it must be done by a kayin, kavalei keli, the halacha is that shechita has to be done with a knife, malika that we just finished learning, shekavalei kayin, that it must be done by a kayin, and then certainly we can make the argument, shekavalei keli, it has to be done with a specific keli, not just with the kayin's fingernail, tamalaymer kayin umalak. The kayin does the malika with his fingernail. Amar b'kiva, ask Rekiva, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that the kohen does the malika? As we just explained, the malika is done on the mizbeach. Would we have a havamina that a zor may get on the mizbeach to do the malika? What does the Torah mean with the word kohen? Malika ba'atzma shel kohen, that the kohen fingernail itself, the part of the kohen's body, is used to do the malika, not an outside instrument. Very big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what's happening here in the Gemara. There are some Rishonim that suggest that Rabbi Akiva is not arguing the Tanakam. Actually, what the Gemara is doing is that Rabbi Akiva is coming to interpret what the Tanakam is saying. That the Pasuk is not coming to teach us that the Koyin should do the Avodah. That's obvious. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that it's done by Atzmai Shel Koyin. That's one way Rishonim explained the Gemara. Another way that Rishonim explained the Gemara is that indeed, there's an argument here between Tanakam and Bekiva. Tanakam uses the Pasuk to teach us that a Kayin has to do the Malika. Bekiva doesn't need the Pasuk for that purpose. He uses it for Atzma Shel Kayin. And the Tanakam is obviously going to have to find a different Pasuk to teach us this rule of Atzma Shel Kayin. A third approach that I saw in the Rishonim is that the Tanakam feels comfortable in learning two rules from this Pasuk. Both the rule that it should be done by a kayin and the rule that it should be done by Atzma Shel Kayin. Kiva says I only need it for Atzma Shel Kayin. Interesting to point out, one point that the Rishonim, the Riva, the Shita quotes the Riva, already says, why, instead of learning and coming, therefore needing Psukim to teach us that the Malika should be done by a kayin, and why don't we learn it, because we would learn it perhaps from a behemoth with halacha shechitik sher bazar, why don't we learn it from a karba mincha? Karba mincha is done by the kayin. The kmitza has to be done by a kayin. And then we wouldn't need any psukim. Answers the Riva and obvious teretz. If we have to compare an oif, we have to compare a bird, what is it a better comparison? What's a better match? An animal or a mincha? Of course, an animal. That's why the Gemara didn't use mincha as a raya. But there's a very interesting vart, and he says that in a number of places of coming dasin, the Brisker Rav, in saying that even though now the Gemara has established that both Malika and, as we said, Kmitza have to be done by the Kohen, he says that even though technically it sounds that it's the exact same, they're not the same apilomdus. He says when the Torah tells us that Malika has to be done by the Kohen, that the Kmitza has to be done by the Kohen, it means that the avoid of Kmitza is only kosher when it's done by a Kohen. When the Torah tells us about the Atzmai Shel Kayin regarding the Malika, it's not because it's a din in the Kayin. It's a din that the only way Malika is accomplished is if it's done with a fingernail of a Kayin. But it's not a din in Kahuna, it's a din in Malika. It's very yeshivish, but that's what Rizka Rav says. Continues the Braisa. Yachal Yamakana, we would make an argument that the Malika could take place, Bein Melmal Bel Memata, that the Malika, the oil soif, could be either on the upper half or the lower half of the Mizbeach. Tamaloyma Moloch Fahikter. Mak, Tarbarash Mizbeach, just like that. Tar is on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Af Malika. is on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Umolak, mimol arif, at the oimim mol arif, that the malika is done on the back of the neck, oyein el minatzava, maybe in the front of the neck, where shchit is typically done. V'dirhu, says the Gemara, we can make the following argument. Nemakan v'molak, v'nem l'halam molak. Ma'al l'halam, by the chattis oif, the malika is done mimol arif, afkan, it's done mimol arif in the back of the neck. Says the Gemara, Braisa, so if you're using chattis oif as your source, so why don't you say, as we learned in the beginning of our shiur today, ima alahalam by the chatas oif, moilik, you do the malika v'ena mavda, but you don't separate the head from the rest of the body, afkan, you can make the argument that when malika is done on the oilus oif, it should be done moilik v'ena mavda, do the malika but don't separate it, tamalaymer, umola fehikta. Since the Torah puts together the word umola fehikta, we learn as follows, ma haktara haroish latzmai, baguf latzmai, when it comes to the haktara, they're burnt separately. And how do we know that? We'll learn it in a moment. Af malika, so too, when it comes to the malika of the oila, the haroish latzmei, the guf latzmei, they ought to be separated. Umanayin asked the Brisa, and from where indeed do we know that when it comes to the aktara of the oila's oif, that the haroish ba'atzmei, the guf ba'atzmei, shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'hikta oisai, harei haktaras haguf amura. So the Torah already speaks about burning the body of the bird. Ma'ani mekayim, why does the pasuk also have to say v'hiktem is be'echa? The aktar is haroish ha-kosmodaber. And since the Torah speaks about the aktar of the roish and the guf separately, it's coming to teach us that they're done, the malika separates them and the haratar is done separately. V'nim tzedamai kulai, says the Rishonim, what the pasuk is teaching us regarding the mitzui adam of da'ilas oif, instead of the Torah using the words v'nimtza midamai, the Torah uses the words v'nimtza damai to teach us that all of the blood should be squeezed al kir ha-mizbeach, v'loi kir ha-keves, v'loi ha-kir ha-echel. V'ezuze, where on the mizbeach should they be, where should the oil site be squeezed? Z'akir ha-elyon, on the upper half of the mizbeach. Oye eina ela, one can make the argument that it should be squeezed, the mitzvah should be done in the kir ha-tachton. And we'll make the argument this way, says the Braisa. For dinu, ma behema, when it comes, when we speak about animals, shechatos lamala, a chatas behema, we know is brought on the upper half. The blood we spoke many times is sprinkled on the kronos. Oilosa, but a oilos behema is brought lamata, on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Oif, so certainly an oif, with a halacha, as we learned in the previous shurim, is that the chatosa is brought on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Ain a din that certainly the oilus oif should be lamata. Tamaloimer, says the Braisa, since the power uses the words as follows. Umolach v'hikta v'nimtza damai. So there's an obvious difficulty in the pasuk. The mitzvah has to be done before the aktara. Once the bird is burnt, there's nothing to squeeze. V'chisal al datach la'aktish ha'chokdir choyze m'matza. How do we understand the pasuk? To teach us the reason the Torah spoke, so to speak, out of order, is to teach us this rule, the ma'ak tar b'rosh ha-mizbeach, that just like the aktara of the oilus oif is in the rosh ha-mizbeach, because that's where the fire is, af mitzvi is done b'rosh ha-mizbeach. So we have the following situation, just to quickly review. When it comes to animals, a chatas is on the upper half, and an oiler is on the lower half. When it comes to birds, it's just the opposite. The chatas is in the upper half, the chatas is on the lower half, and the oiler is on the upper half. So it's very interesting. Why? So I saw from Ramey Shapiro tries to explain. He says, who brings an oiler oif? Who brings an oiler oif? A poor person. An oiler we know is typically brought by nedava, and the poor person who brings a nedava brings an oiler oif. So we want to show this person that even though Nebuch, you're poor, but we appreciate you did what you could, and therefore bring your carbon on top of the Mizbeach. On the other hand, who brings an oilus behema? A wealthy person. A wealthy person brings an oilus behema. So he could afford the oilus behema very easily. He's Baruch Hashem wealthy. So it's not that great what he did, bring your carbon on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Now let's talk about a chatas. So he says as follows. When it comes to a chatas behema, who brings a chatas behema? a wealthy person who did an Aveira, and he could afford a Karma Chatas. He says, wealthy people don't have the habit of admitting that they did something wrong. Here you have a person that is wealthy, proof being that he could afford an animal, and he's not embarrassed to bring a Karma Chatas in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash, where there are many people seeing what he did. He gets a lot of credit. Where do you bring your carbon? On the top of the Mizbeach. A poor person admitting that he did something wrong is common. Poor people always do the wrong thing. So he could bring the carbon on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Continues the Braisa. Ha-Ketzat, how did this work? Ha-Oilabakevis, the Kohen would walk up the ramp, or Fana Lasaviv, and go on to the ledge, or Vala Lakan Dremus Mizrachis, and reach the southeast corner with that sharp right turn that we've been discussing. Ha-Moilik Esroi Shemimul Arpa, he would do Malika at the back of the neck. U-Mavdil, separate, as we discussed at the beginning of this year, the head from the rest of the body. U-Mematza Medamai Akir HaMizbeach, and squeeze it on the wall of the Mizbeach. Says the Tanakama, since, as we just learned, the avoid of the Oilus Ha'oif has to be done on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Says the Tanakama, what is the definition of the upper half of the Mizbeach? Says the Tanakama, Im Oslamatim Raglov. It doesn't mean that he has to do it on the top of the Mizbeach. As long as he did it where he's standing. Where is he standing? He's standing on the Soiviv. Any place that he's standing on the Soiviv, by definition, is on the upper half of the Mizbeach. So he has fulfilled the requirement of bringing the Oilus Oif on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and it's fine. If he did it all the way in the bottom, and even one amma lower, because he's still on the upper half, it's kshera. Although most Rishonim say that even the Tanakama will agree that the proper place to do it is on the Mizbeach itself. He's saying that if you didn't do it there, it's fine also. Nechemi, Rav Elezer, Oimrim, Rav Yaakov disagree. They say, "Kol atzma ena nasis ela b'roisha Mizbeach." It must be done specifically on the top of Mizbeach. Mai benayu, and what is the machloikis of the Tanakama? Abai v'Rav the Amr Tavai, they both explain this machloikis. Ois merach al gabes soviv ikav benayu. Where is the fire normally on the Mizbeach? The top of the Mizbeach. And that's why Rav Elezer ben Yaakov and Nechemya say, you can't make new fires. So if you need to burn the oilus oif, and you need to burn it on the upper half, you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach. You can't make new fires on the soviv. The Tanakama is not disturbed with that. He says, as long as it's in the upper half, even if you created, you manufactured a new fire, it's fine. So we learned Bala Laguf when it comes to the actual body of the bird, Oilus Oif. So as we discussed extensively in our previous year, Torah Bonim, Vahesis Meroisiv in the Tzaisai. The Torah speaks about throwing the crap and the feathers. The Moira is the crap. What is the crap of a bird? As we described previously, when a bird eats, first the food goes into its crap, where the food is partially digested, and then it goes further down to the zephek, where it's completely digested. The Torah says, V'hei says, Merosav and Etzosai, Zoh zephek. So teaches us the Tanakama, what does the Torah mean to say? That not only should the crap be removed, to be thrown, but the zephek as well. Yochel yagdeh b'sakav yitlena. One should cut it out with the zephik itself, without anything else. That's why Tamalayim ben Tzoyse, Noitelus Nitzosi Iman. So Pasha Pshat, what is the Tanakama saying? Pasha Pshat, the Tanakama is saying that you have to take three things. You have to take the Moira, you have to take the zephik, and you have to take the feathers. And all of them should be removed and thrown, like we learned yesterday, to the place where the Trumas Hadeshin was done. According to him, you only take, again, this way most Rishonim explain, you take the Moira and the intestines. According to the Tanakh Rabbi Yossi, there's no point in taking the feathers. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, Benoitze Shaloi, Kodra B'sakin Kamin Aruba. And here we have a Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand Rabbi Shmuel. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that Rabbi Shmuel is not arguing with Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel is explaining the Tanakama. As we said, the Tanakama says that you don't only take the Moira. You take along with it the feathers. So now Rabbi Shmuel is describing how those feathers are removed. That's how many Rishonim explain. Other Rishonim say that no. Rav Shmuel and Tanakama actually have a machlaikis. Machlaikis is that according to the Tanakama, all of the feathers in that area are removed. Whereas according to Rav Shmuel, only the feathers that are right there are taken, nothing else. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, she civilai hivdo, that they were supposed to split the bird open, but not tear it into two. Tana abonim, v'shisa, en shisa el biyad. It has to be done by hand. The Kenu Omer, the Pasuk says, by Shimshon, when he was attacked by a lion, the Pasuk says, v'shiseyu kishisa gidi, he ripped it apart. Lai heisa samara. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you did not, the Mishnah said, just to review the words of the Mishnah inside, that we started to share. Hivdel b'chatas, v'lai hivdel b'oila. If you separated the chatas and you didn't separate the oila, the halacha is possible. There's a Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara later that teaches us that the avoida of the chatos has to be different than the avoida of the oila soif. So our Mishnah is very understandable, because our Mishnah shows us a very clear distinction. By the oila you have to do hivdo, and by the chatos not. But says the Gemara, Masnisan, our Mishnah is the light of Elazar of Shimon. It doesn't follow the opinion of Elazar of Shimon. The Tanya, on Elazar of Shimon, Shemati, Shemavdilim b'chatos oif. That if somebody did hivdol by chatos oif, it's fine. Ask the Gemara Mai Benayu, and as the Rishonim explained, the definition of Mai Benayu here is not your standard definition of Mai Benayu. We know the difference. Here, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says that you can't do hivdol by chatos. Our Mishnah says you can't do hivdol. Mai Benayu means here, what is the basis of the machlokes? Omer Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, the basis goes back to what I said a moment ago. Everybody agrees that you have to have a clear distinction between the chatos oif and the oila soif. And therefore, if we're going to say that you could do hivdol by both, where will there be a distinction? Says the Gemara, mitzri chatos oif ma'akiv ikbenayu. The nafkamina will be, do you have to do mitzui by chatos oif? As we said yesterday, and it's worth repeating, unlike the oila, where there is only mitzui, by a chatos, this first hazah, swinging the bird back and forth, that the blood splatters on the wall of the mizbeach, and then you do mitzui. The question is that mitzui absolutely essential? Let's learn the Gemara outside first. If we say it's essential, so what's going to happen? If you're going to be doing hivdol, both by the chatos and by the oila, and you're going to be doing mitzui, because we're learning that the mitzui is essential, by the chatos and the oila, so then their avoidance will be the exact same. And therefore, the rule that we just said, that there has to be some sort of a difference between the chatos and the oila, will not have been fulfilled. And that's what the Tanakhama says. You can't do hivdol by chatos, because you won't have any way to show a distinction. Rav Elazar of Shimon, on the other hand, holds that you don't have to do mitzui. The mitzui is not essential by the chatos. So since the mitzui is not essential, even if you'll do the same hivdol by the chatos oif and the oil soif, I still have a place to show a difference. Where? By the mitzui. But says the Karen Ayra, a very important vart, that what will be the halacha according to Rav Elazar of Shimon if you did indeed do hivdol by the chatos oif? You have to be careful not to do the mitzui. Because if you're going to end up doing the mitzui, it'll be the exact same avoid, then you'll have a problem. So if somebody, and Rav Elazar Shimon says, you're allowed to do it. But if somebody indeed did hivdol by chatos oif, he has to be careful not to do mitzui according to Rav Elazar Shimon, otherwise he will have ended up doing the exact same thing by both. Let's learn it inside. Tanaka mesov mitzui chatos oif ma'akav. That just like you have to do mitzui by the oilos oif, you have to do mitzui by the chatos oif. The kivin the mitzui dam ka'ovit, keeping the mitzvah down ma'akev, ka'ovid, we have a situation that if you'll do hevdol by both and mitzvah by both, ka'ovid, ma'asa, oil, b'chatos oif, and you'll end up with the exact same avoided by both. However, says the Gemara, Blazer of Shimon Sover, Mitzu Chatas Oif Loi Ma'akif. And therefore, the Chatas Bas Ba'alma doesn't bother me if you cut the second simon. That's one way of understanding the Machlaikas. Rav Amar, Rabbah gives a different way of understanding the Machlaikas. And just one word of introduction. Those that know a little about Hilchas Shechita, one of the things that disqualifies Shechita, we'll learn in Masechet Chulin, is Shia. If there's any delay, specifically when you go from one simon to the next simon, of cutting the animal's neck, that disqualifies the Shechita. When we speak about Shia, by a bird, there's no real Shia. Why? Because Al Pidin, you only have to cut one simon of a bird and you have a kosher Shechita. So, says the Gemara, Shia b'simon sheni b'olos oif. As we went to the beginning of today's shiur, that even though to fulfill Hilchas Shechita, you don't need to cut both simonim of a bird, when you're shechting, to be a little more accurate, when you're doing malika on oilas oif, you have to cut both simonim. And now the question is, if there's a delay in between them, would that be ma'akif? Tanakh Masover, Shia b'simon sheni b'olos oif lo ma'akif. The way the Dvar of Ram explains this is as follows. When we speak about Hilchas Shechita, says the Dvar of Ram, I said a moment ago, Shia is a real disqualification. But here we're not speaking about Hilchas Shechita. As far as Hilchas Shechita is concerned, as far as the halachas of killing the bird, you only have to shecht one simon. The Torah was mechadish, the Torah taught us that you have to cut by an oilas oif both simonim. That's a new din. That's called Malika. Malika, there is no psul called Shia. And therefore, you could cut one simon and cut the second simon after a delay. Which will be the same thing you do by Chatas, because you certainly could do that by Chatas, because a Chatas you don't have to cut the second simon altogether. So therefore, you'll end up with the exact same Avoida. Rav Elazar of Shimon, on the other hand, says that once the Torah taught us by Oilas Ha'oif, you have to shecht both, you have to cut both simonim. So then the halach of Shia kicks in. So therefore there'll be a very clear distinction between an oilas oif and a chatas oif. By oilas oif, you have to cut both simonim and not delay in between. By a chatas oif, you'll be allowed to delay in between. But again, the current oiras vart comes into play. If you didn't delay in between by the chatas oif, so then it turns out that your oilas oif and achatas oif were the same, and you'll have a problem. Let's read the words of the Gemara. Rav Amar Shia b'simon sheni b'oilas oif ma'akev ikav inayu. Tanakam is of the Tanakam is of the opinion that Shia b'simon sheni b'oilas oif loy ma'akev. It's not a problem, and therefore v'avgav the Shia, and therefore even if you delayed, you didn't do anything wrong, and therefore it turns out that ka'ovid mas oil b'chatas. The void of the chatas oif and the oilas oif turn out to be the same. Rav Elazar of Shimon Sover, ma'akif, you're not allowed to delay. The kiv and the shaya, because if you delay, it's ma'akif, chatas bas ba'alma, it's not considered proper malika. Abay Omer, a third explanation. Roy Basar, ma'akif ikibinayu. If do you have to cut out, after you've cut the one simon of the chatas, all the meat around that area. Over Plukten, and says the Gemara, that's actually Machloikas of Zeir or Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Hanomer, Shia b'sim sheni b'olos ma'akiv ikvinayu, as we just explained. V'chad omer, roi bos ma'akiv ikvinayu, which means as follows. If you're of the opinion that you have to cut all of the meat around that area by chatas, so you already have a difference between the chatas and the oila, the Blazer of Shimon's opinion. Tanakam says you don't have to do it. Mechlal, the roiv baser betchila in v'tanya ketsa molken chatas oif choyta shegdim refrekas, you sever the neck and the spinal cord below roiv baser without cutting the meat ach megila veshel lekana until you come to the trachea or the esophagus higila veshel lekana choyta simen echad, you cut one simen a roiv v'roiv baser imai ubayla, you have to do Oy Roiv Shnayim. So this is the difference if you have to do Roiv Basar. Rav Elazar Shimon says you have to do Roiv Basar, so you have a place for distinction, and therefore you could do Hivdol by Chatas. Tanakam says you don't need Roiv Basar if you don't, and therefore, if you're going to do Hivdu by Chatos, it'll end up being the same Avoidu by both.